The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cheese and Pickle.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hello Brian, it's Roger here. Sorry mate, I lost you there. If you just hang on, I'll be with you in a sec, okay? I think you just you must have just spotted a gap and you've gone for it there. I was just checking to make sure I had the tickets on the phone, because I've never booked cinema tickets online before, and I didn't want to look silly in front of the cashier at the cinema. But as I say, if you just yes, I can see you. There you are. You're outside, Sweaty Betty. I'm here. Yeah, I'm waving. Yeah, can you hang on, mate? Okay, I think there's a gap. Right, there's a gap coming. I'll make a dash. Hang on, mate. See you in a minute. Okay. Bye bye.
Roger, it's Brian. Look, why didn't you go after the Peugeot, the red one? There was a gap a mile wide. You had plenty of time there. Come on, mate. Look, the film starts in 5 minutes, so let's get in there. Right, there's another gap coming after the Renault Espace. Look. Can you see? Now, go! Oh, fuck's sake.
Hello, Brian. Roger here. Sorry, mate. I couldn't go after the Peugeot because there was a delivery driver coming up on the inside. I don't know whether you saw him or not. And now I did see the gap after the Renault Espace, but I momentarily lost a bit of confidence. I have been run over by a Renault Espace before. It was quite a long time ago. It hit me, and I'll never forget it, because although it was only a minor bang, I consider myself very lucky that it wasn't much, much worse. Anyway, that popped into my mind when I saw it. I just lost my confidence. Oh God, there's loads of cars coming now. Just wait a second, mate. Wait a second, I'll be with you.
Roger, it's Brian. Look, did you hear what I said? The film starts in 5 minutes, so do you know how long I've been waiting to see Avatar 2, The Way of Water? Mate, ages. Look, it got released while you were stuck in the Russian gulag, and I considered going to see it on my own, but I thought, no, I'll wait for Rog to get home and we'll go and see it together. And now we'll have a chance because of this special screening. Oh, come on, mate. Look, there's a gap there as big as the HMS Belfast. For Christ's sake. Please, mate. I'm desperate to see this screening and now we can't fucking going to be late because you can't cross a fucking road. Come on, mate. Come on. Look, there's a Nissan cash cow. Can you see the Nissan cash cow? Can you see the Nissan cow? Go! Go!
Hello, Brian. Roger here. Nearly, mate. Nearly. Nearly got across then. Ah, look, mate, I'm desperate to see Avatar 2 The Way of Water as well. Believe me, I really am. But I'd actually got wind it had been released whilst in the gulag. These big cultural events, they slip through, you know, even in an inhospitable place such as that. Oh, Christ. Hold on. Yeah, you can imagine how I felt not being able to go and see it on the opening weekend, but please, please don't worry. It's only the programme that starts in 5 minutes, mate, you know? The adverts and the trailers, not the actual film. That won't start for another half an hour, I'd have thought. So we've got plenty of time. Okay, right, I'm going to try and go after this this Tesla. Okay, hold on.
Rog, it's Brian. Look, I want to be in the cinema when the fucking programme starts. The adverts and the trailers, that's all part of it, you cunt. Are you telling me I'm going to miss the build-up and anticipation because you can't cross a fucking road? Fuck. Oh, mate. Look, just send me the tickets. Just send me the ticket. Send me the tickets. Look, go after this Ford. Go after that Ford there. Look, it's coming up. There's a gap. Oh, Rog! For fuck's sake. Salvation Army marching band would have got across by now. Dick. Fuck.
Hello, Brian. Roger, sorry, mate. I could have gone. That was a gap. I could have got through that, and I definitely would have done. But I just received a text message from Claire, and I needed to see what she wanted. And actually, she just wanted to ask me why I hadn't paid back some money I owed her. I don't think I owe her any money, actually, in reality. She gave me a tenner to buy Jamie some lunch when we went out for the day, and he didn't want any lunch. So I spent the tenner on his train travel, which I think's fair enough. And she says that I owe her the money because it was earmarked for lunch. Earmarked? That's the phrase she used. Hold on, there's a gap after this bicycle. Right, here we go. Right, here we go. No.
Fucking hell. Roger, it's fucking hell, man. Just walk out into the road. Walk out into the road. The cars aren't going to fucking hit you, are they, if you're standing in the middle of the road? What, you think they're not just going to drive into you? Just walk into the road and they'll stop like a lollipop lady. Come on. And if I'm honest with you, mate, I'm with Claire. If the money was earmarked for a sandwich and you spent it on travel, then you should pay her back. Wasn't part of the deal, was it? Go after the bus. Can you see the bus? Go after the bus. Cunt.
Hello, Brian. Roger. Yeah, sorry, mate. I got a bit thrown off the bus there. Do you think I should pay her back the tenner for the sandwich? Doesn't travel come under the remit of taking Jamie out, though? I mean, I know it's not been spent on a sandwich, but it has still been spent on Jamie. I'm sorry about this, mate. I think we're gonna miss the start of the programme. And I can't send you the tickets, mate, because I don't know how to do that. Look, I think that there might be a gap after this van. Oh God, this is such a busy road. I think it's because the kids have gone back to school. If we'd have gone to see Avatar 2 The Way of Water during half term, I don't think we'd have had this problem. Okay, here we go. No.
Roger, it's Brian. Roger, we're having this problem because you can't cross a bloody road. You could have gone just then. Could have gone down to the crossing, pressed the button and waited and crossed, and it would still have been quicker than all this bollocks. And that's with the crossing being 5 minutes away. Please cross the fucking road, Rog. I beg you, I am desperate to see Avatar the Way of Water. Just cross the road, take a risk. Look, I promise you, you'll be okay, all right? Just do it. And if you cannot prove you spent the money on travel for Jamie, then how will Claire know? Have you got a receipt? You could be lying to her. How the fuck is she supposed to know? Look, I'll cross the road, Rog. Please, I beg you.
Hello, mate. Roger. Well, maybe I should walk down to the crossing. No, because if I time I walk down there and walk back up to you on the other side, that'll be close to 10 minutes, and then we will be cutting it fine for the start of the film. And I don't want to miss the beginning, because apparently it's quite spectacular. I don't know if Avatar 2 is set on Pandora or not. I haven't done any research at all. I haven't looked at any of the reviews. I just wanted to go in blind and experience it as is, if you know what I mean. No, I didn't keep a receipt for Jamie's train travel. No, because I didn't think I'd need to. It's not something you do, is it? Although I'm sure there's probably a digital record of it somewhere. Hang on, mate. Maybe after this mini.
Rog, if you don't cross the road right now, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to kill myself outside of Sweaty Betty's. All right? And why? Why haven't you done any fucking research on this film? Rog, that's nuts. No, it's not set on Pandora, you dick. It's set on the habitable Exomoon. And the story follows Jake Sully as he and his family under renewed human threat seek refuge with the aquatic Metakayina clan. The Metakayina clan, Rog, of Pandora. Oh, just cross the fucking road, mate, please. Right, look, now, after this Skoda. After the Skoda, okay? Go, 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 go!
Hello, mate. Okay, you got me really excited now. I'm just gonna go for it. Okay, yeah, you're right. What's the worst they can do? They're not gonna just run me over, are they? It's a road, they can see me, they'll stop. Okay, mate, I'm coming now.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. You should have got your phone back by now. Look, I'm sorry, mate. That was obviously a bit of a shock for me to see you hit by that Skoda. I mean, you'd have thought he'd have slowed down at least. I blame the flat screen technology in cars, to be honest. It's so distracting having all these gadgets in the cars. And it's all too easy to take your eyes off the bloody road for too long. Anyway, thankfully the ambulance arrived very, very quickly, really quickly, which I was concerned about, because you hear all these horror stories about ambulance waiting times and all that shit, but they were double quick, which meant thankfully I didn't miss the start of the film. And it's great, Rog. And when you get out of hospital, you're gonna love it when you see it. It's spectacular. It's Sam Worthington is just brilliant as ever. And yes, great story, superb effects, and it's just extremely moving. It really doesn't pull any punches. Anyway, I had to take your phone because it had the tickets on it, but I'd imagine you got it back now. I dropped it at the hospital reception and asked them to take it up to you, so Yeah. So look, get well, mate, and I'll see you when you're on the mend. But honestly, seriously, go and see Avatar 2, The Way of Water, because you will not be disappointed. All right, cheers, Rog. Bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris.
Hello there, this is Brian. If you've liked what you've heard and you want to hear more, go to patreon.com/Brian and Roger and sign up for the series.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.